Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN, and talking today with Andrea Adams, who is the director of USD 383, Manhattan Ogden Schools Transportation Department.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, we're getting ready for another school year, and there's a lot of change happening. Many kids are in new schools, whether it's Oliver Brown Elementary or one of the new redistricted schools here that students are in. What would be your first piece of advice for anyone with questions about, you know, when they can expect to learn about bus routes for the upcoming school year?
Some advice for the upcoming year that I would like people to know is please have patience. All of these changes are new to us as well. But many things will be different this year. The bus stops that you went to for the last 4 years may have moved. Your bus driver may be different. You might not even be eligible for a bus this year. With central enrollment being this Friday, we plan to have all bus routes available to parents by Friday the 13th.
Okay. And I understand, I learned this from, I think Eric Reed told me about this here, assistant superintendent. There's a helpful app that can assist parents with some of that information. Can you tell us more about it?
Absolutely. We were fortunate to be able to purchase a new app. It's called Here Comes the Bus. This app will allow parents to track where the bus is so you can plan your mornings a little better. We will go live with that app September 7th, so stay tuned to social media for more announcements.
Okay, and that's just something you can get on the probably the App Store?
Absolutely, you can download it either Android or iPhone.
Okay, that'll be a nice thing to have for some of the parents here in the district. As the district is planning for COVID-19 mitigation efforts, do you know yet how that's going to impact bus riders?
When the district decides the COVID mitigation measures for a safe return to school, we will send out our requirements on social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, and our webpage. This could include some things that we did last year, such as masks, sanitizer, cleaning procedures. My biggest piece of advice really is to get vaccinated, if at all possible.
All right. A lot of places have been met with staffing shortages this summer. How is that impacting the transportation department, and how many jobs are you hoping to fill before August 18th?
Well, the bus barn is always looking for bus drivers and bus monitors. Our starting pay is $16.50 for drivers and $10.50 for monitors. I would love to hire at least 10 more drivers and 5 more monitors for this upcoming school year.
And as far as training, how does that operate here? Do they get training before the school year gets going?
Well, our training program is all in-house. For someone wanting to become a driver, training is typically 4 to 6 weeks. It's from Monday through Friday from about 9 to 1. Your first week in training is dedicated to studying for your CDL permit. Once that is obtained, you begin to get behind the wheel and do all that training. And then once all your training objectives are met and you feel comfortable, your drive test is scheduled. For a bus monitor, training is about a week long. It consists of some classroom work, training videos, hands-on training, and both of these positions will require CPR, which we do provide training for.
So, great opportunity here for anybody who's listening. And the school year is coming up really fast here. So what happens if some of those positions aren't filled on the start of school?
Well, when school starts and bus routes are not completely filled, we have to have our mechanics and our maintenance department drive as substitutes until the positions are filled. But this should not have any effect on bus service.
Okay, very good. What if I have a child with special needs or someone with a disability? Does the transportation department make accommodations?
Absolutely. If you're new to the district, please contact the school and ensure that your child's case manager has submitted a transportation request to the special education department. They will then vet all the information and we will schedule your child's bus. Then the transportation or the special ed department will contact parents for the busing information on the first day of school. If you're an existing student, all of your information should advance to the next school year.
Okay. And I know there may be some questions out there. Do I live too close? Do I live too far away? How do people find out that information?
We do have eLink, which is available to parents. It's on the USD 383 website after you go to the transportation page. That will go live August 13th, as well as all of the bus routes. So you can either go for yourself and check that site out, or you can call us as well, and we'll be happy to give you your busing information.
Again, we're speaking with Andrew Adams, director of the USD 383 Transportation Department. We'd be remiss if we didn't talk about safety, both on the bus and for motorists who approach buses while driving. This is such an important component here, but what are some helpful tips everyone can keep in mind to ensure kids are safe?
Well, my biggest plea is that if you see a bus with its lights on and its stop sign out, please stop. This is when children are loading and unloading the bus. Also, please have some patience and grace in the construction areas around town, especially when you see a bus having to merge or change lanes.
Okay. And for students on the bus, is there any tips for them to, you know, I remember my childhood, buses were loud and kids like to yell and scream. I imagine you don't want that as much for the drivers.
Oh, well, no, not really. But students will be, you know, kids. Every bus has their own set of rules. And on the first week of school, the drivers will address bus rules with the students as a whole when they're on the bus.
Well, kind of the backbone here, the school district. How long have you been here with USD 33, Andrea?
I joined the transportation department in February of 2016, so I've hit my five-year mark.
Okay. And why do you love this place so much?
Transportation is just one of those places where you meet new people every single day. I come to work and I could, you know, never even begin to imagine how my day is going to look. We have the consistency of bus routes, but then comes the phone calls, the student needs, the changing of schedules. Everything is new and exciting every day.
And school year just around the corner. August 18th is the first day of classes. I know there's a lot of changes with the new Oliver Brown Elementary School. I might ask you real quick just on that, how traffic is going to flow in and out of there. I know that's a probably big question mark right now.
Traffic, I don't think we should have too many issues with traffic. The majority of it will be up and down Green Valley and Junietta. So just remember, it's a school zone. Go 20 miles an hour or under. There will be lots of walkers in that area. So just always stay vigilant and yield for people in crosswalks.
Specific schools will have some changes too. I know my daughter goes to Marlette. That whole parking lot's way different. Where will the buses go specifically at that school? Do you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, Marlette and Bergman both have had a lot of construction with their parking lots. For Marlette, they've opened it up, so we should have a bus loop closer to the school as opposed to parking there on Browning. And at Bergman, it opened up at the beginning of last year, but the large gen ed buses will still be on the back of the school, and our sped buses now have their own private loop.
And the high school, any changes there?
Not currently, not for this upcoming school year as far as busing. We will still load and unload either in the front for gen ed or in the back for special education.
Well, we're looking forward to the new school year. Is there anything else I haven't asked that you want to maybe get out there to the public?
Just another shout out. If you're looking for a part-time job, we are more than happy to get you in, give you some information, and get you trained. It's a great job for parents while their students are in school. We can even have you bring your own student with you to work and put them on the bus so you know that they're at school.
It's a good perk. Andrea, appreciate the time, and hope you have a good, safe school year.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Brandon.